Lili Nishmas, Abba Murray Zichron Weaver. We're in Siman Taf Pei Gimel, discussing the case where a person doesn't have wine for the Seder. So you made the brachos, you said Kiddush on the matzah, and you've eaten the matzah. After eating the matzah, the Shulchan Aruch says, then eat the Shar Yerukos, then eat the karpas. After the karpas, you take away the Seder plate, and you say the Manishtana, until the Kuali Yisrael, you say all of Magid. And then, after Magid, you eat the Maror, and say the Bracha on the Maror, and then you eat the, and then you eat the Korech. Oh. In other words, you want to do the Seder in order as much as possible. So the Maror and the Korech belong after Magid, like it always is. In this case, you were forced to eat the matzah earlier, because you had to make, you made Kiddush on the matzah, and you made the bracha hamotzi. So then you were forced to eat the matzah at the beginning as well. Now, the Ramah says below bracha. That means when you eat the matzah for the korech, you would not say hamotzi again. Why not? Because the Mishnah explains, even though you have the hamagid in the middle, but the Haggadah, it's not a hefsek. Since your intention was to, you knew you were going to eat more later, even though right now you couldn't eat because you're saying magid, but since you know you're going to eat later, that's not considered a hefsek regarding the bracha rishona of hamotzi. Now the Ramah discusses, what if a person has a chamer medina? You don't have wine, but you have another significant drink. Rav Moshe defines a chamer medina as something which you would offer to the guests even if they weren't thirsty. And the poskim discuss coffee or tea. The poskim discuss this. Some say fresh orange juice would count as a chamer medina. So let's say you don't have any wine and you got a psak of what is chamer medina. What is chamer medina instead? Now, the Ramah here says, look back in Siman Reishayin Beis, where the Ramah says you're not supposed to say Kiddush on Chamer Medina Friday night. Shabbos day you're allowed to, but not at night. See, here too, you really shouldn't, but the Ramah says that for Arba Kosos, Yesh Lismoch, Aman Diyamar Demekachin Al Shar Mashkin, Imu Chamer Medina. The Ramah says, in this case, B'Shas Hadchak, in order to have the Seder said in the right way, in order, for you have the Kiddush with the first cup, and Magid with the second cup, and Benching with the third cup, and the second half Hal with the fourth cup. In order to get that Kiyum, the Ramah says one is allowed to rely on the views which we don't normally accept, that one can say Kiddush Friday night on the Chamer Medina. Well, Siman Taf Pei Dalet. The Shulchan Aruch now quotes a case that a person wants to have his own Seder, but also help others have their Seder. Let's say there's someone who you know who doesn't know how to say Kiddush, doesn't know how to say the Haggadah, and you want to go help them do their mitzvah. So how can you negotiate, how can you navigate doing both of these things? So the Shulchan Aruch says, first have your own Seder. Say the brachos in your house. That's Kiddush and Magid, Matzah, Mor, everything in order. And until Berachas HaMazon. Mubarach Berachas HaMazon. Then, after you said Berachas HaMazon, and you drink from the third cup, so now you finished Berachas HaMazon, and you had the three cups of wine at home, and the Mishnah Berurah says, because you're not supposed to skip Berachas HaMazon, because a person is not supposed to leave the place where he's eating until he says Berachas HaMazon. So you have to say Berachas HaMazon and have the third cup. Now, you're free in a sense. Now the Shulchan Aruch says, then go to somebody else's house and they're going to drink the cup of wine for Kiddush and Magid and eat the karpas and the matzah, and you're not going to eat with them. You're not going to eat with them because you ate already. Oh, you ate, what's the pshat? The Mishnah Berurah says, because you ate the afikoman already. You can't eat. You ate your own afikoman back in your own house. You can't eat after the afikoman. Well, also, you're not going to drink. Why? Because we learned above, it's usher to drink in between the third and the fourth cup. And you are right now in between the third and the fourth cup. So you can go to somebody's house. You're going to say Kiddush for them. They don't know how to say Kiddush. You'll make the bracha on karpas for them. They don't know how to do that. You're going to read the gutter for them. You're going to make hamot. You're going to make all the brachas for them. These brachos are linked up to mitzvos, so therefore, you can be motz them, even though you said the brachos already yourself. Oh, and then, but they're going to do the eating. They're going to do the eating. So this is the Shulchan Aruch's first way of pulling off this idea that you're going to have your own Seder, and you're going to help others have their Seders as well. Oh, okay, we'll stop here.